This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
As we were in our final break before CBS News, got a text from Joe Pott inside the Cardinals clubhouse that Ivan Herrera was there, and there has been no lineup posted. So the question is, if Herrera is back, who is out? Speculation only at this point. We'll see if the Cardinals make an official announcement. We do have John Mozeliak coming at 11:30. It doesn't get much more official than that. So we'll see what the president of baseball operations has to say to us. So hang on. Coming up at 11:30, we'll talk to Mo about that, about the MLB draft, about these final weeks before the deadline and decisions that have been made this past week. All of those things coming up here on KMOX with the Cardinals president of baseball operations. But again, Ivan Herrera is in the clubhouse. Joe Pott reporting that to us. So we'll keep watching that. Sonny Gray is the starting pitcher for the Redbirds today. The lineup he will face: Profar, Olson, Acuna, Murphy, Baldwin, Albies, Alvarez, Harris, and Allen. To Ollie Marmol's point, they have a lot of firepower. They have good talent in that lineup. Murphy is killing them right now. He's only hitting .236 this season, but he has 16 home runs and three against the Cardinals in 2 days. Olson's a really nice player. Acuna, of course, is an all-world player. Ozuna is not in the lineup today after hitting a tater yesterday as the Cardinals end up getting the victory. And the Braves end up getting the victory. Cardinals Live sends us a note on, what is that on? X. Tom, I'm not sure if you're open to fan questions, but if you don't have a question like this already planned, I'd love to hear. Mo asked, it sounds like Fetty's start on Saturday was a decision that included different voices and opinions. What value did you see on Fetty making the start? That's pretty similar to the question I'm going to be asking him. So, and he'll answer it. I mean, he talked about it last week. And now we're going to ask him about the decision that was made to keep Fetty in there. So Mo's always been good about that. I'd say 99% of the time he does the 11:30 segment. Every once in a while he can't because of travel, but he always says yes. He always answers our questions, and he will do that at 11:30. Lutz Fahnensteel, sporting director for City, is coming up in 5 minutes. City is playing tonight at 6 o'clock on Y98 FM against Portland. So we'll talk to him about this last week of training. Right now they are playing in the All England Club at Wimbledon, and Carlos Alcaraz has won the first set, 6-4 over the number one in the world, Jannik Sinner. They have just started the second set. Alcaraz is going for three straight Wimbledon titles and trying to defeat Sinner for the fifth consecutive time since 2024. That is exactly what you do when you're a dominant player like Alcaraz. You just go out and you do what you do. He is an all-world player, and you can say that Sinner is the number one in the world. To me, it's Alcaraz. I don't think there's any question about it. And by the way, he's doing all this, and he's only 22 years old. Isn't that unbelievable? He's about to win, if he hangs on here, if he can win his third straight Wimbledon at the age of 22, that is insane. He has won Wimbledon twice. He's won the French Open twice, and he's won the U.S. Open already. Five Grand Slam singles titles, going for a sixth now at the age of 22. We have Lutz at 11:15. We have John Mozeliak at 11:30. We have Bernie Miklas at 11:45. And at that time, not only will we talk Cardinals, I'm going to text Bernie a little heads up here that I'm going to ask him his thoughts on the John Kelly Blues decision that was announced just this past week. So we'll talk about that as well. That's a tough one for a lot of people, by the way, John included. So we'll get into that a little bit. But also a lot of Cardinals talk with Bernie Miklas at 11:45. We heard from Brett Norsworthy about college football, specifically SEC. You can expect us to hype up and pump up our college football coverage here on Sports on a Sunday Morning every week moving forward. We'll get into the Big Ten. We'll also get into some other schools. We were just talking to Drew about Southeast Missouri State. I want to highlight them. I want to highlight all programs as much as we possibly can in college football because it's a big sport around here. Illinois is going to be really good, folks. Really good. Get ready for that. I think they're a top 15 team, maybe even to start the year when the AP Top 25 comes out. Do not be surprised if Illinois is being talked about. And if they do get past my alma mater and beat Indiana, and both of them will be ranked pretty close in the Top 25, if they go to Bloomington and win that game, then you really will see it kick into high gear that they could be a threat to get to the Big Ten championship. So let's watch that. But Illinois is awfully good. I was telling you in the SEC preview in this Athlon magazine that I had, Missouri was 12. When you look at the Big Ten, which has expanded, as you know, they've added Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA. Illinois is 6. That's a really good top 6 there in Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois as the top 6 in the Big Ten, according to Athlon. Any of them could be playoff threats. The next grouping of Iowa, Nebraska, USC, Washington, Minnesota, Rutgers, I'm not so sure about. Iowa's good. Iowa's always good. They're always solid. And then the bottom six, they have Wisconsin, Michigan State, UCLA, Northwestern, Maryland, Purdue. All works in progress. I agree with that. We'll come back. We'll talk some soccer with Lutz Pfannenstiel, sporting director for St. Louis City SC. It's game day. I drove by the stadium today. They have 20th Street blocked off for you. They have signs going up directing you where to go. Energizer Park is back in business. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Lutz, then Mo, then Bernie on KMOX.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
It's game day for St. Louis City SC, Y98 FM. Tonight at 6 o'clock, they'll be hosting the Portland Timbers at Energizer Park. And to talk about that and more is the sporting director for City, Lutz Pfannenstiel, joining us live at 11:15. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am doing great. Ready for another game. Time for a little payback as Portland beat St. Louis back on June 8th by a final of 2-1. This Portland team's pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're playing a good season, for sure. That was, one of the games where we had a lot of chances, missed them, but Portland away on artificial grass is always an adventure. They came out just on top of us. We conceded very late and from a set piece, which was heartbreaking. But, yeah, hopefully we can get the revenge today. Met the coach yesterday, which is a good friend of mine, Phil Neville. They definitely very, very motivated because they are on a good run to the playoffs.
And I saw where your coach, your interim coach, David Critchley, said that he felt like his team had a very good week of training. Why would he say that, and what did you observe?
Definitely a good week, a good week of intense training. I think there was positives from last week as well, and I think we just continue working on that plan. It's all about getting more and more back into our style of play, which you see, especially coming at the data points, we are close to be really there to finalize that one again where we want to be. And it was an interesting week for sure. Players coming back slowly but surely, which helps us as well.
I see that you have added Tyson Pierce, your midfielder, and your defender Jaziel Orozco to the first team roster. Short-term loan agreements ahead of tonight's game. We talked about Orozco last week quite a bit. Tell me a little bit more about Pierce.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously the whole availability still not really in our favor. We have no center backs, hardly any center backs left. We have no central defensive midfielders left. However, with Edu Löwen coming back now in the squad, that's already a big one for not just having him around, but also being in the changing room. You know, he won't be able to start the game. But that's one of the reasons why Tyson comes up. Tyson can play, plays a lot as a right fullback, but normally also can play as a six, as a central defensive midfielder. He does fantastically well in City 2. He also did very well for the national team when he represents the States at youth level. So he worked hard for that opportunity. And as you say, we have now all that injuries that it's now the perfect time, not just for Tyson, but also, you know, we have with Mackay Joyner, another top young player still out there who will sooner or later play even more minutes for sure for us. And Roscoe played a good game last week against Salt Lake. I think he just simply deserved another game today.
What is it about Leuven's personality and presence in your building that makes him such an important piece? We know what we see on the pitch, but we don't see behind the scenes Edward Leuven.
No, Edu, you know, I mean, I know Edu since he's 15 years old, since he was a little boy, and he's just a great character. Just take the football out of it, he's a great human being. So for him to having him is amazing. I mean, the personal struggles Tommy has since quite some time is something, and I don't want to go too deep into that, but obviously there was a lot in the media in the last few weeks. I don't think that we can actually imagine or what he goes through and still goes training every week. You know, I try to spend as much as time as possible with him also outside the field. But for him to see that dedication he has to his wife, but also the dedication he has to the football and to his religion, the way he handles all that together is just a prime example of I would even say the perfect human being. And it's very emotional. I can't really talk too much about that.
No, I understand. And I appreciate you discussing that as best you can. And, you know, I know going back to injuries that you're dealing with a lot of that. And so player availability is hard. At the same time, you do have a chance to sort of integrate younger players into the mix. You know, we talk about that a lot in sports. It opens up an opportunity for someone else. You just talked about a couple of them. And building for the future, as hard as it is, it does open up chances for others, doesn't it?
100%. You know, there is always something positive when it comes to negative things. And we do have a really good academy system. We're always out there when it comes to the nationals. I think looking at City 2, the success we have there since we exist is something really to be proud of. And the boys working hard, and yes, it opens opportunities. And I think we're now in a position where we have that chances to throw more and more of the youngsters in the mixer. Same thing as the way we want to act on the transfer market. We also want to bring in young, hungry players. So all that together, you know, it just gives us opportunities for the future. And you know, the guys deserve it. Just as the example, as you mentioned, Roscoe last week, he came in, you know, he scored a goal, he defended well, and it was his first MLS game for us. So that's always something you really want to look at. And there is still an unbelievable talent pool in the academy. I could give you now 5, 6, 7 names where I believe that potential good professional footballers, but then I probably forget another 6 or 7, and that's not fair to the first 6 or 7. So I think just the pool we have and the numbers of guys who are playing in the under-15s and the under-16s and the under-18s, there's a lot of potential. And looking there forward into the next 5, 6 years, I think we will see a lot of local boys getting their debut for the first team.
How about City 2? They made MLS Next Pro history with an 8th consecutive win, beating Austin FC 4-2. You have praised a number of people for that City 2 movement, including John Hackworth. I heard you drop Dale Shilley's name in there last time we talked. David Critchley, of course, is a big part of that success. There's a lot to be proud of with City 2.
Yeah, I think, you know, I have to go even further back. You know, when Bobby Murphy was still here, he also was in still a big part of that success story. I think the mix of this team makes it really special, because we have really worked very well out so far with our draft picks. which doing really well so far, 4-32, and mostly also getting appearances in the first team, and a good mix of academy players. And then we always have 2-3 guys who are a little bit older, like, you know, who are 23, 24, who kind of lead the team, because you can't just play with the 17, 18-year-olds. But that mix made it successful. And, yeah, I think, talk about style of play again, when you see City 2 play, you know, like I always, whenever I watch it, I just smile, because you see that style, what we want to do. You see the intensity. You see the hard work. You see the pressing and the counter press every moment. And just watching that first half on Friday evening when they were 4-0 up away to Austin, it was amazing what intensity and workload they put into these first 45 minutes. Lots of changes, still walked over Austin 1-4-2, and 8 wins in a row, I think, speaks for itself.
What makes the U.S. transfer window different than the European, Lutz?
Ooh, then you would have to add another hour on your show to get into the details, but I'm trying to keep it as easy as possible. The transfer window here is much shorter. It opens later than Europe, and it also closes earlier than Europe, so it's a very short window for us. It's simply said, it's not our primary window, but it's the international primary window, so you don't have a lot of time. And another issue, of course, he has his work permits. You know, signing a player within the window is one thing, but getting the documents, getting the work visa, getting everything ready is something else, because it takes some time. So it's a short window where you have to be prepared from the start. So we're working literally on that second window. When the first window closed in April, we already started to work on that window now for the summer. And I think, the St. Louis supporters can expect a few news in the next few days, or in the next maybe 1 or 2 weeks, that there will be a few adjustments and a few players coming in. We need that. And I'm really looking forward to the window to open on the 23rd.
As am I.
July.
And I just got news that I'm going to be jumping in as your pre and halftime host on July 26th, filling in for Jen Cease on that day. So maybe you'll have a little news for me. I don't know. Well, I'll be up in the booth, so we'll have to hang.
I will pop in with a hot dog for you.
Always love talking to you. Appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against Portland. 6 o'clock start. By the way, Wednesday, City 2 plays Ventura County. So I hope that people come out, because we have no baseball this week. So go out and see them on Wednesday. Lutz, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Lutz Vanenstiel, sporting director for City and City 2, playing this week at Energizer Park, that beautiful building in downtown West. If you've not been, it's an absolute must. And while you're there, get the Balkan Treat Box menu. I don't care what you get off of there, but make sure you get something off of there. I would suggest the kebab. It's basically in a pita. It's unbelievable. My mouth's watering just talking about it. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk to John Mozeliak, Cardinals president.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Of baseball operations next on KMOX.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Cardinal baseball today at 1:15. Sonny Gray throws the first pitch. It's also a big day for the Cardinals. They have the number 5 pick in the MLB draft this evening. And joining us is the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. A good Sunday to you, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Always great to be with you. I wanted to ask you first, if you wouldn't mind, as much as you can tell us, our reporter, pre and post-game host, Joe Pott, spotted Ivan Herrera over in the clubhouse today. Do we have a move coming, or should we wait for the official announcement from the club?
We do have a move coming, but we're still working through some things, so I don't have anything to announce yet, but we are going to activate Herrera today.
Okay, I appreciate that, and we, of course, respect that process. Lars Nootbaar hurt yesterday. That side still bugging him?
Yeah. I mean, we're a little banged up right now, and that's why we haven't announced anything yet, because we're just trying to understand, like, whatever corresponding move we make, how long are we going to lose someone, and just there are a lot of little details going on, but he's been getting nagged by that now for about the past like 10 days. And, obviously had to come out of the game, and that's never good news.
Yeah, and you got all these nagging things going on. Arenado with his finger. What's the latest there that you can tell us?
Yeah, he's a little banged up too. And, hopeful that obviously the 4 days off starting tomorrow will help a lot of these guys. I just think as everybody in baseball, as you get to that sort of all-star break, you're always kind of limping your way home. But now the break will be good for everyone, and we certainly welcome it, but we still got to play today, so that's sort of the big question.
You do. Sonny starts today. I was at the game the last 3 days, and yesterday, that's a tough one yesterday. I mean, I don't even know what you say there except that he just gave it up. I mean, Phil Maton might be your MVP of the first half. I mean, he's been incredible. But yesterday's game just didn't go his way. It happens.
Yeah, tough when probably the walk was the one that really kind of bites you, because, now you bring up the go-ahead run. And, that's unfortunate, but you're right. He's been really, really good for us. So it's hard to, be too upset, even though, it was a tough loss, because it lined up just how you wanted it. Right. And that's always frustrating.
What did you think of Fetty yesterday? And then secondly, I know a lot. It seems like a lot went into that decision as to whether he was going to make that next start. What did you weigh there, and what sort of value did you see in him to make that Saturday start?
Well, it's been such a polarizing topic, but I agree. The last three starts prior to yesterday have been not good. But overall, he had pitched pretty well for us and gave us a lot of innings early on in the season. But, as you get deeper into a year, you games feel like they mean more because, you're starting to run out of games. And I definitely understand the frustration. But, You know, yesterday I thought he did better. You know, obviously you still don't want to give up home runs. And, you know, obviously we're going to have to take a hard look at what we want our rotation to look like as we move forward.
I guess there's always a chance you could go to six-man if you had to. But, you know, that is to be decided for another day as you get Sonny today.
Yeah, it's possible. I do think, though, like, you know, our schedule after we went to that rough patch, it does become a little bit more favorable as far as, like, you know, more consistent off days when we get into August, September. So I don't know if we really need to do that. But, yeah. You know, something we can definitely consider.
Yeah. Today's a big day. The MLB draft, you and I have talked about this in the past, about how rare this is. I can't ever remember a 7 and then a 5 to follow. I mean, what a moment for the St. Louis Cardinals. You've been involved in a lot of them. This feels like a big one again.
Yeah, it does. And we're certainly excited. Obviously, Randy Flores and his staff have been working just tireless hours leading up to this. And, you know, today is one of those days you kind of just hurry up and wait. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of know what we want to do, but we also know there's four teams that pick in front of us, so we don't know exactly how this is going to play out. But, you know, I think regardless, we're going to get a really good player. And, you know, hopefully we get who we actually want. That would be super cool. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun night and a fun couple days because, as you know, yes, you get through the first round and you have more picks, but, you know, players come from all rounds. So, you hope you find some lightning in the bottle, too, on day two.
I remember in 2000, a young man by the name of Yadier Molina, and we said, I recognize that last name, a fourth-round pick. Who made that? Who oversaw that? Scouting director John Mozeliak in 2000. Take me back to that time when you all laid eyes on Yadier Molina.
Well, you know, he was obviously, you know, his brothers were quite famous. And so he had the pedigree. But the thing that was interesting is that summer we weren't getting him signed. And ultimately we had Steve Turco, who was a scout for us at the time. He's also a longtime minor league manager. He went and saw him at an American Legion tournament. And I remember he called me up and he's like, whatever he's asking for, just give it to him. And I thought that was pretty, you know, it was a good endorsement, right? And so then, of course, we did get it done, and subsequently the rest is history. But, yeah, I mean, he was it was always sort of something that, like, made me laugh because, you know, Turco was a pretty conservative guy to begin with, and then for him to be, like, so aggressive on it, it made that decision quite easy.
Oh, man. So he's 43 today. Yadi's birthday is today. So that would put him at 18 back then.
Yeah, it's the young man.
Wow. And then, of course, there's the number 7 pick. And that was a bit of a surprise, maybe, or was it? I mean, he was, because Weatherholt was injured, that's what kind of, you know, got him to drop to 7 at that point. But he was highly rated prior to all of that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, his name last year was bouncing anywhere from, you know, number 1 to, we knew he wouldn't get by us. I mean, like, we were thrilled. But, yeah, it was a guy that I think, basically has lived up to expectations, too. It was a really strong draft last year. I mean, you're already seeing guys in that first round having impact at the major league level. Obviously, Weatherholt is at AAA, so, you know, he's on the doorstep of the big league. So it was that was a really good college draft year.
What is it about him and his makeup that is leading to so much success? Here he is in the Futures game, but before that, the guy crushes a home run and triples in his first AAA game.
Yeah, you know, like, he's got a really good swing. He's kind of one of my kind of favorite types of hitters to watch, meaning he'll use the whole field. He's not afraid to go the other way, but he does have pull power. And, you know, I think just overall, he's just one of those guys that he's so likable. You cheer for him. And his skills defensively are, you know, above average. I think he can play probably all three infield positions, second, short, third. Currently have him working out at short, but he's versatile. He's athletic. And, he's really just a fun guy to be around. And I think we're thrilled that we got him.
John Mozeliak with us on KMOX as we get a little closer to game time here and the draft. So as he said, you know, hurry up and wait as we get closer. You've done a really good job, I think, on this show in sort of explaining how you and Haim collaborate through all of this. Can you maybe take us in? I know this is Randy Flores is the main man on the draft, but how Haim and you and everybody sort of work together in tandem here?
Well, I think in this particular case, I mean, Haim's just observing, watching, listening. I've always empowered the scouting director to do their job, and that's not changing. And, you know, obviously we all sit in, listen to meetings and that type of thing. But, you know, ultimately we put the pressure and the decision-making on Flo.
And the Cardinals will be making that number 5 pick today. What a day it is. We appreciate the time very much. I know this has been a week of frustrating one-run losses, but it's a long baseball season, and if you can get this one today, go in there with a good feeling. We'll see what comes out on the other end of it on Friday. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. Good to visit with John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations. Always good to give us his time. It's 11:40. When we come back, we break things down with Bernie Miklas. A lot to discuss with Bernie. Back in a moment on KMOX. It's sports on a Sunday morning from the Stifel Sports Studio.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. It's good to be with you. We're here for a good 12 solid minutes with my pal Bernie Miklas. I love this segment so much. How are you, Bern?
I'm doing good. Really, you know, trying to watch some Wimbledon this morning and can't wait for Cardinals baseball. Can't wait for the draft. I mean, it's a really great Sunday of sports. We got City playing, as you know, I heard you talking to Lutz. And be nice to see them get a win at home.
Yeah, and, you know, rarely does Mo giggle in our little meeting here on sports on a Sunday morning at 11:30, but he seemed genuinely fired up about this draft. And why shouldn't he be? I mean, 5th pick in the draft, they're going to get somebody great.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what will happen. You know, because I think the draft Knicks that I pay attention to and I think do a really good job. And, you know, of course, no one can guess everything right, but they've all got pretty good sources and they get information. So, I'm thinking it's going to be this young shortstop who's 17 years old, Willits, out of, you know, a high school shortstop in Oklahoma. His dad was a outfielder for the Angels and also a coach for the Yankees. So he comes from a great background, and you know, the fact that he's 17 kind of makes me nervous. I don't know why, but he's apparently apparently a 5-tool player. So, you know, do you take him if you have him the highest rated player on the board, do you stick with that? Or do you look at, well, we don't have much separation. Let's just say hypothetically. You know, the Florida State pitcher, the lefty named Arnold, who is very, very highly rated. If they have those two guys kind of even, do you go for the pitcher? Because you really do need starting pitching, and you got to kind of replenish that stock. That's always fascinates me about what teams do, because everybody, you know, you talk to baseball people, they say, no, you can't draft for need. You just can't. You got to take the best talent on the board when you pick. So I'll be curious to see what will happen tonight, because like you said, I think they're going to get potentially a great player. So we'll see what happens.
I agree. It'll be really interesting to see what happens here. Here's a player who the Cardinals were able to put into the mix, and he's 25 years old, and this guy might be their best hitter. And it's Ivan Herrera. He is in the lineup today. He is the DH. I see him at number 2 in the order as we're getting some reporting from the clubhouse. The first I had heard of it was Joe Pott putting eyes on it when he walked in the clubhouse today. He saw Ivan before the lineup started to leak out. I asked Mozeliak about that. He said, we're going to announce a move here shortly. I can't give it to you just yet. But Herrera's back in there. A welcome sight.
Yeah. I think it's a good little, it's only one game, but I still think when he walked in there ready to go and his name was in the lineup, I'm pretty sure they had to give Cardinals a little bit of a upbeat kick, you know, a little more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Or just a little more positivity, a little more of a boost morale-wise, because it's been, you know, the first two games were tough. But listen, I'm not going to give you a bunch of numbers, but let me just leave you at this. You talk about what a great hitter Herrera is. Among National League hitters this season that have 170 plate appearances, he's fourth in batting average, sixth in on-base percentage, 12th in slugging, and sixth in OPS. And if you go OPS plus, he's fifth. So we're basically talking about an all-around top five hitter in the National League.
Cardinals just officially submitted their lineup. Donovan Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Sejacy, Wynn, Fermin, Pajes, Scott. Fermin is the left fielder today. Sejacy at third base. Arenado still dealing with that finger injury. Newt has the side injury. We'll see what they end up doing there. But yeah, this has just been a frustrating week. I mean, first the whole wait to see if Fetty was going to start on Saturday. Then, you know, they get beat twice in one run games. I just, you know, I'm now back to just understanding that this is a year in development. I'm trying not to get too excited about the team when they start to creep up in the standings. I'm trying to be real about it.
Yeah, Tom, I you know, it's funny because just imagine me, a vision in your head of me like sitting in a chair pondering the fate of the Cardinals. Like I was like sitting in a chair just thinking hard about this, just losing myself in thought. And, you know, the thing of it is I think it's really important between now and the trade deadline. I mean, it's one game today, and then you come out of it, and then you're going to be right on top of the trade deadline after the first three games, first six games. But here's what I come back to, and maybe this is my pragmatic side, right? You're right. It is a season of development. But in terms of I just look at, okay, how is a team trending? And if you look at the first 3 months, for example, you know, April – it's actually the first 2 months. Mm. you know, they had a really impressive run differential, but since the beginning of June, I can't talk today. I don't know what's wrong. I apologize.
I was like that the other day.
Unbelievable, you know. So it's like, get the marbles out. But since the beginning of June, they're like a minus 21 run differential, and that kind of stuff tells you where a team is, you know. And to just extend the point a little bit, you know, since the 1st of June, the Cardinals' overall ERA is 27th. And the pitching's really gone south. The starting pitching ERA since the start of June is tied for 29th. The bullpen's been fine. On the offense, has really just kind of gone down. I mean, it's still capable of producing. Don't get me wrong, but we don't have to tell our listeners that there's just been, you know, starting in late May, there's just been way too many games where they score two runs, one run, no run, and so it's very, very inconsistent. So if we look at this pragmatically, and if you look at the teams they're competing with, many of whom have for a wild card, many of whom spend a lot more on players this year. And also those teams, frankly, have had a lot more injuries than the Cardinals. So they're getting people back now. And frankly, those teams are more talented than the Cardinals. I'm just looking at it pragmatically. And so my conclusion, where I sit today, is they got to be realistic. I mean, this thing is trending in the wrong direction virtually every single area. And you've done it where I know the Cardinals are banged up, and I get it. But compared to other teams have just gotten annihilated with injuries, and the Cardinals have actually been really fortunate. So I think they can't take their eye off of what this season was supposed to be about. Yeah, they can be 2.5 games out of a playoff spot, but do you think if you don't like have a chance to sell off some players and you don't do that, you know, and who knows, maybe they would get something really good for Ryan Helsley. Maybe, you know, I would think that Maton would be, you know, very coveted. I think Mats would, there'd be a market for him. And I'm just naming those three guys. You know, do you hold on to them when you have a chance to strengthen your future? And then at the end of the season, to use the cliche, you're left holding the bag. You've got nothing to show for it because you didn't make the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I mean, they're buyers and sellers together right now. And then the way this thing goes in the next couple of weeks, if it starts to move that they're going to be out of it, there'll be more sellers than buyers. But I think they'll be active, nothing crazy. But, man, you got to start thinking about the future. I mean, that's the whole point.
And I really do believe they have three valuable players to take to the market, those three pitchers I mentioned. I'm not saying you're going to transform your franchise by what you get back. But I think you can definitely reinforce the talent you have and have some guys that will be part of your future, just the way when they traded Montgomery to the Rangers. I mean, they got Sejacy in that deal. We love him. He's going to be a really good player. And then I think Tecole Roby is going to be a good, like, say, number three starting pitcher for the Cardinals. So that's a really good example. Even when they traded Paul DeJong to Toronto, they got Swanson, this relief pitcher. This guy's good. He's good. This is a piece for not only now, but for the future. So I would just reference to that. You can trade guys that are not superstar players and still get a really good return in value. And John Mozeliak made good trades in these instances. So do it again. I mean, as I just really believe, you know, do it again. Now, listen, if they come out of the All-Star break and they win their first two series or whatever, I don't know, maybe you revisit it. But my pragmatic side is kind of overruling my dreamer side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. And, you know, this show covers all sports. And with a couple minutes to go, I want to close with this, because I can't do a Sports on a Sunday Morning and not mention John Kelly, who's one of the more classy people I've ever come across. And I love Chris Kerber. We all know that. And everybody involved, Tom Stillman, Chris Zimmerman's been a great colleague and professional. I mean, everybody in this thing that the Blues announced this last week is a friend. So that's why I struggle with it. I just was floored that it was John Kelly who got left without a chair. I mean, that will be a major adjustment for me.
Tom, it's so disappointing, you know, not just for John, who is a, and when it comes to broadcasting in St. Louis sports. He is a institution. He's a legend. He's iconic. He's right there with his father. And, you know, John Kelly has been such an important part of Blues hockey over the last 20 years. And he's incredibly generous with fans. He gets involved in the community and he's very popular. And I have to say this one, I'll use your word. This one floored me because if it's any other team, you say, well, listen, these things happen. You know, these things happen. The Blues are so classy. And I did a video at STL Sports Central about that a couple weeks ago about, you know, they set the standard for just doing everything right, just from top to bottom. And it just stuns me that they signed off on this decision. And I don't know what kind of pressure might have been put on them by FanDuel Sports. I don't know. But some of the stuff that Chris Zimmerman said, I was just like, whoa, this is John Kelly. This isn't some guy you put in the booth like 3 years ago or whatever. It's John Kelly. I mean, his father's banner hangs from the rafters. This is the name Kelly, two generations of great hockey broadcasters of Blues games. Those guys, they're not disposable. I'm sorry. They're just not. John Kelly is not disposable. And so I'm just stunned that it happened. But Tom, to be totally candid, as I just said, I'm really stunned that the Blues made the decision and Chris Zimmerman said they signed off on it. So, you know, so two of those things are stunning. The fact that he's gone and the fact that Tom Stillman and company just said, okay, you know, I guess we have to move on. Yeah. I mean, I really don't even know what to say. I've said plenty, but if you start replaying it in your mind, it's still like, happened there?
Yeah, and it's a tough reality of our changing business. I will say I wish Curbs and Joey all the best because they are super, super talented, incredibly hardworking, trustworthy, loved individuals within that organization, and I just hope the best for them. Byrne,
everything we're saying, it has nothing to do with Curbs and Joey.
No, I mean, of course. Great.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we love those guys, but it's just John Kelly. Anyway,
any of these,
I know you got to go, so thank you.
But yeah, any of these transitions are tough when it comes to this business and anything in sports for that matter. Bernie, you're the best, man. Have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.
You take care, man.
Thanks for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.